Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. The trial of presidential candidate John Edwards begins today, and experts say the trial will have ramifications far beyond the saga of his adulterous affair and child with filmmaker Riel Hunter during the 2008 White House campaign. Edwards is facing 6 criminal charges related to nearly $1 million in secret payments from 2 wealthy supporters. The Federal Elections Commission declined to pursue charges, but the Justice Department's Public Integrity Section is. George Washington University Law Professor Jonathan Turley is here to help us sort of launch the case. Jonathan, let's follow the money, that $1 million. Where did it go? So you tell us a little bit about the story. And what is, you know, what are the legal arguments from both sides?
Well, it's obviously a case that has great salacious interest for the public, but it's an important legal case. Once you tear away the headline grabbing aspects of it, and also this idea of a presidential candidate who's trying to hide an affair from the public. But when you drill down a bit, there's an important legal issue. Here we have a wealthy donor named Rachel Bunny Mellon and another close friend, Fred Barron, who gave money to help Ms. Hunter when she was carrying the child of Mr. Edwards. The money certainly helped Edwards in his campaign in the sense that the scandal did not really reach the public until long after his campaign was over. But the government is arguing that that money truly constitutes a campaign contribution and therefore the misuse of campaign contributions. And so you'll hear in court this following the bunny money, as they say, looking at who got the money and how. The defense is saying that Edwards never really knew about the money, that it was solicited by a third party, this former aide who once claimed to be the father of the child, Andrew Young. And so what you have then is the government saying that even if a third party is giving money to another third party, if it benefits the candidate, it can be a campaign contribution. That's the basis of 4 counts in this complaint for illegal campaign contributions. There's also 1 count for conspiracy and 1 count for false statements. Those are more conventional allegations. But it's really those 4 campaign contributions that raise the eyebrows of many attorneys, because it would frankly expand quite significantly what is considered a campaign contribution. It would throw into question when a candidate receives a free gym membership or other types of benefits from third parties. Now, Edwards has a very interesting claim here, and one that may resonate with some of the jurors. His defense is saying, look, he had a motivation for this. It's the oldest motivation known to mankind. He was trying to hide an affair from his wife.
Especially his very ill and dying wife.
Exactly. So you have this really fascinating question of, you know, a cheating husband, by definition, wants to do everything he can to hide his adultery from his spouse. And yet this cheating husband certainly had another motive, in the sense that anyone who found out about it would hate him, which most people do right now. So how do you comb out these differences? How do you say that his motivation was for the campaign as opposed to the more traditional husband hiding an affair motivation?
Right. Well, and just briefly, we only have a few seconds here, Jonathan Turley, but how does this play out politically? We know that at least 5 current administration or Obama campaign officials are on witness lists. Just briefly.
Well, it could be quite explosive because both sides are going to drill down very hard on those witnesses, and Edwards may not be the only one left embarrassed in this trial.
Jonathan Turley, law professor at George Washington University. As the Jonathan Edwards trial begins in North Carolina, jury selection begins today. Trial expected to go for 6 weeks. And so I am sure we will have you back as this plays out. Jonathan, thanks as always.
Thank you.